Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Chof Ches in Erevin, is the status of Heart of Palms for Erevin and Bracha. The Gemara Chof Ches Amabez on the bottom discussed what Bracha one makes on Korah. Korah is very similar to the common phenomenon of food called Heart of Palm, which we mistakenly in the Daf Shir refer to as Date of Palm. And the conclusion of the Gemara was that since the heart of palm in those days was not planted for the food component, but rather it was planted to be a tree, and the only thing that a person had in mind was the actual dates themselves, then in such a case it gets a shackle like the opinion of Shmuel. And the question that we're going to have to get to later on is whether that halacha still applies today. But let's start first with our Masechta, Maseches Erevin. Now, it is really unclear from the Gemara itself whether Heart of Palms is considered an Ochel vis-a-vis Erev or not. We have a Psak in Hilchos Erevin in regards to many of the fruits mentioned in our Sugya that are not conventional types of fruits or vegetables. For example, what the Gemara discusses in the same context as kafnios, which are unripe dates, we find that in the list in Simin Shin Pei Vav, Sif Hei. Bechol minei maichol mishtatfin, writes the Mechaber, chutz megugonios, shukshu lezera, v'tavlon upolim yuvashim, these should all sound familiar from our daf, pitrios, mushrooms, chafnios, adoshim, chitim, and saorim, all of those cannot be used. Now, Heart of Palms is tricky. On the one hand, we know from our sugya that kor, which is korah, the opinion of the Tanakhama is that it's not metame tumas ochlim, yet at the same time, it could be used for kesef meiser. What would the halacha be in regards to using it for an eruv? So there's nothing in Shulchan Aruch that's explicit. However, there is a Ritva in the beginning of our perek on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, where the Ritva writes that since the derech is not to eat it because it's sofo lahakshos, so then in such a case, we cannot use it for an Erev. The Sefer Gaon Yaakov points out brilliantly on that Ritva that today, where it's common for people to eat Korah, to eat Heart of Palms, so then in such a case, it can be used for an Erev. The next question we have to deal with is in regards to bracha. Now here, Baruch Hashem, we're starting to amass a little bit of a background of halacha from the Daf Yomi, and we pick up with the exact same sugya that we have on the bottom of Chaf Chatz on the Beis, with our halacha from the Daily Daf, from Brachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where we discussed the bracha on Heart of Palms, as well as on sugar cane and watermelon seed. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes both the halacha of Chav Chesen Erevin, as well as Brachos Lamed Vav, the sugyas and the Torah are slowly to become coming closer and closer together. And one begins to shed light on the other.
The first halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav revolves around the sugya of Korah, and it is the topic of those fruits. Fruits here we're not calling halachic fruits, but those products of the ground that grow like a tree but are eaten, what a bracha does one make? Particularly, there's something that's become very popular today that's called Heart of Palm. Heart of Palm grows as a tree. And when the arms and the branches are cut off of the tree ultimately dies, and these branches are eaten and are called Heart of Palm. Another example of that is bamboo shoots. They are grown in a manner that's similar to the bamboo that's used for schach and a sukkah, but of course they're smaller, and many of you are familiar that they're inside of a salad. Question is, what bracha does one make on the Heart of Palms? Finally, we need to discuss as well what bracha is appropriate to sugar cane. Now, bamboo shoots and Heart of Palms were not discussed by the Rishonim. Sugar cane is. We will go to it last. We will first discuss the phenomenon of the Heart of Palm because it really emerges directly from our Gemara on Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph. When it came to Korah, Korah was on the Gemara Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, and that is the extension of a date tree. Its branches, which when they're soft, are eaten and later become hard. We have a machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, where the bracha is a shahakol or a borei pri ha'adama. As is clear from the concluding words of the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel that says that it's a shahakol mia bidvaro, and the reason for it, the Gemara told us, the rationale of Shmuel was two distinct reasons. Number one, in the havamina was whole of a soul full of hakshos, it's going to eventually get hard. But note that the Gemara rejects that and says that a radish also eventually gets hard, and the Gemara concludes, because lo nati inchi adaita de korah. People do not plant the date tree for the korah to be eaten, but rather they plant it for the dates. V'chol hecha de lo nati inchi adaita de hachilom v'achina ala, and that's why it's not going to get a borei pri adam. Now, heart of palms would also fall into that same category as well. If we would focus on the fact that it's going to become hard, both heart of palms and it could very well be bamboo shoots do get hard as well. For that reason, one would therefore argue that it falls into the category of shahakol mia bidvaro. However, in Sefer Vezot HaBracha, on page 298, they point out it's gufa tolui in the shaka v'tari of our Gemara. The Gemara rejected the rationale sofo lahakshos for Shmuel. For that reason, one would make a shakel as well on heart of palm and bamboo shoots. However, the Gemara ultimately said that the reason why we make a shakel on the Korah is because lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. People did not plant it for that purpose. Since people did not plant it for that purpose, the halacha is that only gets a shakel. However, the heart of palms are planted entirely for the fruit, which is cut off early. In such a case, the halacha would be that the heart of palms should get a borei pri ha'adama. However, there's another question that needs to be asked. If we're going to say that we view it as a fruit because of nati inchi adaita dehachi, then why does it get a borei pri ha'adama? It's a tree. If it's a tree, then in such a case, it should get a borei pri ha'eitz. Now, there are a few reasons that the Sefer Zos HaBracha says that you do not make a borei pri ha'eitz on the heart of palms. However, we will focus on one of them, and that is the opinion of the Be'er Halacha in Siman Reish Beis in Sif Tezvav in explaining the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of why it is that someone who sucks on sugar cane makes a shahakol. Mechaber writes on Siman Reish Beis Sif Tezvav, Al Asukah Mevarach Shahakol V'chein Hamotzeitz Kanim Mesukos Shahakol. And also someone who sucks on sugar cane, the bracha is a shahakol. Now that is a big machlok, as we've shown him, see the tour over there, but this is how we paskin La Halacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, the position of the Rambam is that you do not make a bracha of borei pri ha'eitz on something, even if it comes from a tree, if it's not also a pri, if its constitution is not as a fruit. If you're eating something that is really a branch, even if it's the primary purpose of that branch, like it is in sugar cane, you never give it the bracha of borei pri ha'eitz. And that is the reason why the Rambam says it doesn't even give borei pri ha'adama either, because it's not even a pri ha'adama. When it comes to the heart of palms, so therefore, one of the reasons that the heart of palms, even though it grows on a tree, and it is, one could argue, the primary purpose of the tree, not the inish adaita dehachi, nevertheless, if it is not a fruit, so then on the guf hageza, on the trunk and the eitz itself, you do not make a bracha of borei pri ha'etz. Be'er halacha brings a raya from another part of our daf, and that is that one does not make a bracha of borei pri ha'etz on the olive and the tmoros of the tzlaf, because they're not the primary fruit. If it's not the primary fruit in such a case, and it has to be a fruit, so then in such a case, the bracha is not going to be a borei pri ha'etz, and most will be a borei pri adama. And in sugar cane, the bracha lahalacha is a shahakol, because at the end of the day, for the Rambam, it's not considered a fruit at all. In contrast to the heart of palms, or the bamboo shoots, so then in such a case, we view the heart of palms as product of the tree, even though it's not a pri, and therefore we'll get a borei pri adama. And it, when it comes to the sugar cane, it seems that the Rambam was mechadesh as a safek. The Beis Yosef accepts this, that it's even less than a fruit than when it comes to the kafrisin or the tmaros of the tzlaf, or even the heart of palms, and its bracha is going to be a shahakol. Our second topic, la'alocha, from Daf Lamed Vav, is the bracha on pits and seeds from fruits. On the top of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we had learned, the Gemara expressly had stated, that when it comes to the peels of fruits, as well as the pits of fruits, they are chayiv in the halacha of Arla. Taisus on the top of Lamed Vav Amid Beis says that for that reason also, the bracha on pits as well and seeds would be a borei pri ha'etz. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that this Gzeiras HaKosuv applies specifically to tell us that even though it's not a fruit, it's chayiv in Arla, but did not mean to go so far as to say that the bracha should be a borei pri ha'etz. In Simen Reish Beis, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber paskins like Tosas. Garine peros, imhein mesukim, if they are sweet, mevarech alehem borei pri ha'etz. Then the bracha is ha'etz. Vimhein marim, but if they're bitter, einam mevarech alehem klal, then they don't get a bracha. Vimiskan al yedea ar, mevarech alehem shakol. And if it is improved by adding something to it and by cooking them, then the bracha is going to be a shakel. So the Mechaber rules that a garin, a pit, or for that matter, we could also discuss sunflower seeds, which are edible without being miskan al yideha, or get its original bracha. It happens to be sunflower seeds don't grow from a tree, and therefore it gets a borei pri adama, but it does not get a borei pri ha'etz, but gets a borei pri ha'adama. The Mechaber, of course, is paskening like Tosfos, who says that it retains its original bracha. However, it should be noted that the Mishnah Brura quotes that there are many who hold like the position that we said in the name of the Rashba, and they are the Evin Ozer, the Pri Chodosh, the Panim Meiros. And the Lashon Mishnah Brura is, V'harbe achorim cholkim al zeh, u'svir alei din varech borei pri ha'etz, the law of the Kipri Gufa, ve'enim varech alem ela borei pri adama, v'chein haskamas hagra. V'im birech borei pri ha'etz, yotza b'di'evet. It seems like the Mishnah Brura is leaning a little bit to the direction of the Gra and others, that the bracha should be a borei pri adama as opposed to a borei pri ha'etz, and it's really the machlokis between our Tosos and the Rashba. However, there is a very important point that could be missed, that everybody agrees, and could be misunderstood when simply reading the Lashon of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura over here. The Piskei Tshuvas deserves a lot of credit, that the whole discussion over here is when we have something that is tafel to the pri, and that is that you have the seeds, that the Rashba says that even if it's chayv in arla, since it's not the ikar fruit, then in such a case, the bracha would be a borei pri ha'adama and not a borei pri ha'etz. What happens if it is grown, the fruits are grown, particularly in order to cultivate the seeds. For example, watermelon seeds. Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos claims that that type of seed is actually primarily planted for the actual seed itself. In such a case, everybody would agree that it gets the primary bracha of the fruit. And that emerges from the Be'er Halach and Dibur HaMaskil Gar'inei Peros as well. The only time we would say that it doesn't get its original bracha, in other words, the bracha of the fruit that it's in, is if it's secondary, as in the opinion of the Rajba and the Gra. It is interesting to note that there is a third sheet out there that doesn't emerge when reading the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted by the Pesukei Teshuvos and is advanced very strongly in a Sefer Shashua Ephraim by a Rav here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Rav Ephraim Kirshenbaum, as well as a Rosh Kollel and a Shatorah, where he argues that the bracha should actually be a shahakol, according to many Rishonim, clearly against the Tosos. However, that shita should be studied as well. It seems that the middle position of the Mishnah Berurah is the standard one, but those who follow the Mechaber as well will not be mazik. And what emerges is that seeds, according to the Mechaber, get ha'etz. According to Rajba and the Gra, they get ha'adama. Even the Rajba and the Gra would agree that if it was planted, the fruit was planted primarily for its seeds or peel, in such a case, then it would get the original bracha. And there is this minority opinion out there who says that the bracha is going to be shahakol. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the halacha section on Daf Lamed Vav.